You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hey, everybody. It is Scott Daver welcoming you to another AppleViz podcast. This particular episode will be demonstrating the Travel Ear app. Travel Ear is TRAVELEAR. Although those are technically two words, in this case, it is one word. Travel Ear is a free app available in most app stores. I'll provide a link in the show notes to this application so that you can download it. What is Travel Ear? Travel Ear is an app that has many recordings done in what they call 3D audio. And these recordings are very high quality. I'll say that for them. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast and you are just kind of streaming it through your iPhone, I would recommend using a set of really good speakers or wearing headphones, because the soundscapes you really can't appreciate without the stereo effect, I don't think. Anyway, what is it for? It is for people who might want to, for example, listen to sounds from a place they've never been, or maybe it's a place they have been but they would like to kind of travel back to. You could also use this app for meditation. There is a loop feature on it. This will allow you to just keep listening to the same track over and over again. There are tracks on here like thunderstorms, beaches, and things like that. You probably wouldn't relax to a beehive. I'm not quite sure if that would be something I would want to like meditate with, but you know, maybe if you want to hear what a bunch of bees sound like, you have that option in this app. For this demonstration, I'm using my iPhone 8 with iOS 11.4. That's the latest release as I record this, and I'm also using the latest release of the app. I'll let you know right up front, there are a couple of accessibility issues here, but nothing that can't really be worked around, and certainly you can enjoy the various sounds without too much trouble. It's also worth noting that this app only streams. There is no way to download these files from the application. So if you want to use this app, you do have to have an internet connection. There's no way to stream things when you're offline. With that said, let's get into the demonstration. I have Travel Ear in focus on my home screen, and I will double tap it, and here we go.
Travel Ear. London Tube Ride, Night Chimes, most popular.
And what you heard there were, of course, the most popular tracks. Now, London Tube Ride and Midnight Chimes are two totally different tracks. That's kind of an accessibility issue, but we're going to get into how you'll be able to access all the sounds here as we go along. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we have here.
Recently added, Winter Forest, Indian Lake, NY, recorded on February 2nd, 2018, Night Chimes, Long Island, NY, USA, recorded on August 29th, 2017, Little Beach, Skiathos, Greece, recorded on August 8th, 2017, Common Car Ride, I-95S, Connecticut, recorded on July 7th, 2017, Boston Fireworks, Boston, MA.
Okay, I'm shutting that up now. So you have a bunch of files here, and VoiceOver is treating them all as one element. And I'm telling you that because, well, you'll see when we get a little further down the screen here.
See all button.
We'll go there momentarily.
More button. More button. More button. More button. More button.
So you have all these more buttons, and what they do, we'll get into in a little bit. But what these correspond to is you heard that whole list of files there that I stopped after like the fifth one. If you counted to, say, the third one, that would be the more button for the beach in Greece. So you have all these more buttons, and that's what they correspond to.
More button, 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 more button.
Can we have less of this?
Max button.
Thank you. So underneath all these more buttons, you have a max button, and that will maximize the player window. We'll come back to that once we start playing a track.
Play big button.
There's no play small. My guess is that the icon for play is big.
Now playing.
Now playing.
Times Square.
That's what we're playing. Now, when you launch this app for the first time, you'll see something selected, and it'll probably be the most popular track. But whatever it is, this is the layout you'll see once you tell the app that it can send you push notifications. And I've never received any of those. I've had this app for a couple of weeks now, and I've not gotten any notifications, but maybe when they release new recordings or something, they'll push notifications out. I'm not really sure.
Manhattan, NY, USA. Selected. List. Tab. 1 of 5.
So we have the Lists tab. That's what we're on now. We're going to explore more.
Map. Tab. 2 of 5.
Map. That doesn't really do anything with VoiceOver. In fact, it doesn't really even detect that there's anything on the screen other than the player window.
Search. Tab. 3 of 5.
We'll demonstrate that later on.
Saved. Tab. 4 of 5.
We'll talk about that. And finally,
Profile, tab, 5 of 5.
Which we'll also talk about. So let's get into the Lists tab. That's where we are starting from. I'll go to the upper left of the corner of the screen.
London Tube Ride, Night Chimes, most popular.
And if you double tap on this, it will bring up the London Tube Ride in this case. I guess that's the most popular track at the moment. And you'll get what we're about to explore on the screen. However, let's continue going for two more icons.
Recently added, Winter Forest, see all button.
See all. This is going to bring up a nice list of all of the sound files available.
See all.
And I've double tapped it, and it has loaded the new page. However, if I flick right,
more button,
it looks like it hasn't. Even if I flick left,
see all button,
it looks like I haven't. But if I go to the top of the screen with a four-finger single tap,
back button,
you'll see there's a back button there now. So we are indeed on a new screen. So VoiceOver sometimes does this where it doesn't actually refresh with the new content. And in this app, that's the way to get it. Continuing on.
Winter Forest, Indian Lake, NY.
Winter's pretty traumatizing to me. I don't really want to listen to that. Thank you very much.
More dark button.
More dark. Sounds really scary. It isn't. Let's keep going.
Night Chimes, Long Island, more dark button. Little Beach, Skiathos, Greece. More dark. Calming Car Ride, I-95S, Connecticut. More Boston Fireworks, Boston. More French Quarter Jazz Festival, New Orleans, LA, USA.
Let's just demonstrate a couple of these, the sound quality on them.
More dark, Elephant Seal Beach, San Simeon, more St. Mark's Square Orchestras, Venice, Italy.
It's really global here. There's a lot of different sounds from different locations.
More Forest Story, Malibu, CA, USA.
Let's go ahead and have a listen to this particular file.
Selected, Forest Story, Malibu, CA, USA. Selected, Forest Story, Malibu, CA, USA.
VoiceOver, very annoying. Charlotte, USA. Whoa! Ah, that reminds me of the iOS 11 days. With Braille. 11.0. Is that where we are? We're back on 11.0. Come on, this is really bugging me. Go away. And this is kind of a quieter soundscape, which I like. You know, they've really paid attention to detail here. You hear birds and the breeze and all that, and my stupid voice. Well, hello to you too. So if we flick right,
more dark button.
We have the more dark button, but if I flick back left...
Selected. Forest Story, Malibu, CA, USA.
Oh, cool. It actually remembered it. Sometimes it places you in weird places on the screen. So just be aware of that. If you do hit the...
More dark button.
It may not be the one you're looking for. I'll go ahead and double tap here.
More dark button.
That is the back button.
Add to play next button.
We can add it to the queue. We're going to get into that in a little bit.
Add to favorites button.
Or you can add it to your favorites. That's the save tab that we were talking about. And that's the last option. So I'll go back.
Button. Back button.
And we're back in the upper left corner of the screen. Let's say I wanted to pause this. Unfortunately, the two-finger double tap does not work. But if I go to the lower right corner of this screen...
Profile, tab, 505.
A little higher.
Profile, tab, pause big button.
There it is, I'll double tap.
Play big.
And now we are silent. Silence, Charlotte, USA. Okay, I'm done now. Let's pick one more, and I will show you the player window when I maximize it so you can see what options you have there. They're kind of similar to the more dark button, but let's take a look.
Back button.
I'm back in the upper left corner of this particular screen.
Winter Forest, Indian Lake, NY. More Little Beach, more dark, calming car ride. More Boston Fire, more French Quarter Jazz Festival, New Orleans, LA, USA.
Yeah, let's give that one a listen. I think it's a pretty neat one. A little louder than the last one, too.
Selected, French Quarter Jazz Festival, New Orleans, LA, USA. Selected, French Quarter Jazz Festival.
If I had to guess, that sounds like a streetcar. Makes me want a beignet and a hurricane. Not the storm, the hurricane, but the drink, the hurricane. Or the tsunami. I think there's only one place in this city that has the tsunami, but those are really good, too. Kind of fruity drinks, but, you know, whatever. It tastes good, and the more of them you have, the better they taste. Now, what's interesting about these recordings is that you actually have somebody walking through the French Quarter, in this case. You don't hear them talking, but you certainly hear the passing sounds. I'll go ahead and shut up here for a minute. And there goes that musician. Very fun setting by the year. The French, by the way, the French Quarter is kind of a fun place to be, really, especially when this festival's going on. There's a lot of course, outdoor cafes and stuff. And there's a lot of people and, you know, musicians and things around. There's a lot of concerts in places in the French Quarter. I think we're coming up on an outdoor cafe here, as a matter of fact. All right, I'll let you listen to the rest of that on your own. I'm going to go ahead and get to the pause button. That is in the lower right corner of the screen, just above the profile tab.
Pausing button. Playback.
And we have the pause button now turned into a play button, so it'll resume. Now if I go to the left,
max button,
we have the max button. And the max button is the maximize player window.
Max. Selected playing button, 1 of 3.
And you have here what the view will be below these three buttons. We have that playing button.
Q button, 2 of 3.
We'll get into that here in a little bit.
History button, 3 of 3.
So all the things that you played, if you double tap this button, you will pull up a list of the recordings that you've listened to.
French Quarter Jazz Festival, New Orleans, LA, USA. Recorded on April 9th, 2017.
The French Quarter Jazz Festival, by the way, is like a totally different take on the jazz festival. There's the Jazz and Heritage Festival that takes place out at the city fairgrounds, and that's a lot of fun. It's actually 2 weekends long. And they do a really good job accommodating people with disabilities, by the way. So, a little plug for them, I guess.
0, 11, 32.
Okay, so it says we're at the starting point, which we're actually not. And the file is 11 minutes, 32 seconds.
0% adjustable.
And when you're playing this, you can come in here and adjust it, and it will move accordingly.
Playback button. Min button.
Min stands for minimize. That will return us to the previous screen.
Previous button. Next button. Loop button.
And there's our loop button that we talked about earlier. I'm going to go ahead and go to the minimize player button.
Next, but previous, min, button. Selected, French Quarter Jazz Festival, New Orleans, LA, USA.
We're not going to talk about the maps tab, or the map tab, because there's really nothing in there for a voiceover user. However, we will talk about
search tab, 3 of 5.
This tab. And I'm going to set up a list, if you will, of some sound effects and kind of take you on a little tour of New York City. I'll go ahead and double tap.
Search. Search field.
There we go. That's what we're going to want.
Max button.
And then we're back on our player below that. Those options.
Search field. Insertion point at end.
So let's say I want to find all of the files with New York in the title. Now, I'm just showing you a few of the files. There are a lot more in here. You heard the one recording from Greece. There's a thunderstorm recording from Italy. Mark's Square in Italy as well. And several others. There's a couple of beach recordings in Hawaii and some Long Island recordings and stuff. So there's a lot in here. I'll type New York on my Braille display. Flick right.
Clear text button. Central Park Bird Feeding, Manhattan, NY.
Now, I know what files are here, so I'm going to set these up in the way that I would do them. And so Central Park Bird Feeding, that's probably the first one we could do.
More dark button.
There's the more dark button.
Button. Add to play next button. Search.
Okay, we've got that now added.
New York, search field, sent more dark button, Grand Central Station, Manhattan, NY, USA.
Well, the subway we're going to take after we're done with Central Park is going to get us to Grand Central Station, so we're going to go past that for now.
More dark, New York City subway ride, Manhattan, NY, USA.
Not quite ready for that yet.
More Times Square, Manhattan, NY, USA.
That's where we're going to end.
More Central Park Carousel, Manhattan, NY, USA.
There it is.
More dark button. Button. Add to play next. Button. Search. New York. Central Park Bird Feeding. Manhattan. NY.
And the next thing I want to find is the subway.
New York City subway ride. Manhattan. More dark. But. Add to favorites. Button. Add to play next. Button. Search.
And we're going to go to Grand Central.
New Central. More dark. But. Grand Central Station. More dark. But. Button. Add to play next. Button. Search.
And finally, we'll go to Times Square.
Central, more dark. Grand Central State, more dark. New York City Subway, more. Times Square, Manhattan, more dark. Button. Add to play next button. Search.
Okay, so now we have all these things added. We're still in the search window. And if I wanted, I could go now down. There's a lot of different ways you could do this, but I'll go down to the
Max button.
Maximize player button in the lower right area of the screen.
Selected playing button. 1 of 3. Q history. French Quarter Jazz Fest history. Q button. 2 of 3.
Let's go into Q.
Selected Q. 2 of 3. History. Central Park Carousel, Manhattan, NYUSA. Recorded on December 31st, 2015. 11:20.
Well, available. It obviously did not put these in the right order.
New York City Subway Ride, Manhattan.
At all.
Central Park Bird Feeding, Manhattan, NY. Recorded on July 17th, 2016. 5:16. Actions available.
The idea here is that you should just be able to click next, and for the most part, it looks like it probably got it right.
Grand Central Station, Manhattan, NYUSA. Recorded on January 5th, 2016. 20. Actions
okay.
Available.
I lied. And by the way, the actions menu only has
delete.
So if you wanted to remove that particular item from your queue, you could do that.
Activate default.
So let's go ahead and look around New York a little bit. I think this will give you a pretty good taste of some of the sounds that this app has to offer. A wide variety.
Central Park Bird Feeding, Manhattan, NY. Recorded on July 17th, 2016. 5:16. Actions available.
I'll go ahead and double tap here and listen to the very hungry birds.
Selected. Central Park Bird Feeding, Manhattan, NY.
I hate that bird. I don't know what it is, but I wouldn't feed it. And by the way, these birds do not fear humans at all. They will fly right up to you. I'm not really sure where in Central Park this is located. There are a lot of different places where birds and humans interact. And you can kind of hear the city in the background, too. Very surreal place, Central Park. So now, if I hit next, what the playlist should have done is take me to the next one.
New York City Subway Ride, Manhattan. Central Park Carousel, Manhattan, NYUSA. Recorded on December 31st.
That's the one we want.
Selected. Central Park Carousel, Manhattan.
Now the carousel is really a staple of Central Park. I believe the first one was put in back in 1870 something. And yeah, it's the same park where we were just hearing birds. Probably not far from this. The carousel's on East. I believe it's right near East 65th Street. So it's, you know, about as midtown as you can get. So now let's go ahead and take ourselves a subway ride.
History, Button, New York City Subway Ride, Manhattan, NY, USA, recording on January 5th, selected.
And now we're heading up the steps, or down the steps, to the platform, depending on the station. Street musicians, very common. That's what you're hearing in the New York subway. Yes, here we go. And we're off. Now this is an express train, which means it doesn't stop as much. The locals stop every about 10 blocks. The express trains don't stop as often, usually about every 20. This particular one is, I believe, a Brooklyn-bound subway. It's definitely a southbound subway. When you hear the announcement, if you know New York, you'll know it's a southbound train. And up until very recently, you did not have cell service while you were in the closed subway. If you wanted to send out a text or grab any data, better wait for the next stop and hurry up and do it when the door opens. So at this point, I will let it play for another few seconds, and I'm going to pause the recording until the next announcement comes up.
Transfer is also available to the F train by walking to the Lexington Avenue 63rd Street station and using your Metro card.
There's probably no N and R.
You think still not?
Well, I
see
not.
The
Bowling Green Five Express train. The next stop is Grand Central, 42nd Street.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
I live in Connecticut.
As you can hear, a lot more people now. Grand Central, one of the big hubs in New York. And we're not going to sit here and go through the whole ride from 59th Street down to 42nd, but we are going to magically zip by the powers of my iPhone to Grand Central Station from probably about 56th or 57th Street where we're at now.
Central Park Bird Feeding, Grand Central Station, Manhattan, NYUSA, recording on January. Grand Central Station, Manhattan, NYUSA, recording on January 5th, 2016.
You are
All right, well, here we are at Grand Central Station, one of the big transportation hubs in New York. Excuse me, sir, I'm trying to talk here. Hey, stop talking. See, I can do that too. And Grand Central Station is one of the two really huge train stations in Manhattan that I regularly went to. And it's not just for trains and subways. Grand Central Station is also home to a lot of shops. There's even an Apple store at the Grand Central Station. I can't remember what level it's on, but it definitely does exist. So have a few more seconds of Grand Central Station atmosphere, and then we'll skip over to Times Square, which is a lot less of a skip than we just took from 59th Street down to here.
More dark button. New York City subway ride. Manhattan, NY, USA. More dark. Times Square. Manhattan, NY, USA. Selected. Times Square. Manhattan, NY, USA.
And here we have Times Square, formerly known as Long Acres Square, but it was renamed Times Square when the New York Times moved there. And I could say a million things about Times Square. A lot of locals try not to go there unless they're bringing friends and family. I know as a blind person who has walked through Manhattan, if I make a wrong turn and end up here, I'm not happy because it's very difficult to navigate. But there's a lot of lights here, a lot of cool touristy things. MTV has their studio here. Good Morning America also broadcasts from here. And of course, it's also home to the theater district. And it runs from 43rd to 47th Street. And you have 7th Avenue there, and then Broadway, which is a diagonal street that goes across the entire city, is also there. If you ever go there and you're looking to see a Broadway play or a musical, hey, I'm trying to talk over here. Shut it. There is a half-price ticket booth located on the upper end of the... I'm not going to call it a square because it's not actually a square. There's somebody making fun of the police siren you hear. And yes, that was a police siren. They have both the higher and lower pitch sound in New York, which a lot of places don't have. Anyway, New York City is kind of like, I would say, two triangles or maybe two bow ties. It's not really a square. So, that is my little tour of New York. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to pause this now.
Pause big button. Play big.
And one thing I want to tell you is that I actually had to pause this recording when I was trying to get from Grand Central Station to Times Square, because I had already played the Times Square file, I had to go back and find it, you know, by going back and then looking at my search results and finding it. But for the purposes of keeping consistency here and with the tour, I thought I better just edit that out. That's the only edit that I've done on this whole thing. That, and when we were on the subway, I paused it for a minute. Let's go back to our tabs now at the bottom.
Selected, search, saved, tab, 4 of 5.
Saved is the favorites thing that you saw under the more dark button. That will give you whatever you had added to your favorites. It'll just come up in a list. And by the way, the player, the maximize button, all that stuff, and all those files I played was already there, but I already walked you through that, so I wasn't going to do it again. And finally,
profile tab, 5 of 5.
We have the profile tab, and the profile tab simply allows you to become a patron of this app, or this developer, I should say. Right now, although you can pay, you're not going to get anything for your money, but if you want to support them, you can do that. For those who aren't familiar, Patreon is a system where you can pay creators, whether they be musicians or podcasters. A lot of podcasters use it now. Live streamers use it. A lot of different people who want to be able to collect support from people to help further their projects. We'll use Patreon to collect those donations. And many of the people who use Patreon to do this offer rewards to people who pledge a certain amount a month. In the case of this app, it's $1, $5, and $10. But on the page when I looked, it just said coming soon. So we don't know what the added perks will be of supporting them. My hope would be that they will allow us to download the files, but who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, that is going to do it for this podcast. I hope you have enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoyed my little tour of New York City. Again, this is a free app available in the App Store, and feel free to download it and check out a lot of the other sounds that are available on this app. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again another time on the AppleViz podcast. This is Scott Davert saying goodbye, everybody.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleViz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.